Memorial Day will be observed on Monday, and that is our topic of discussion on today's KMMO Ag Report. Originally called Decoration Day, from the early tradition of decorating graves with flowers, wreaths, and flags, Memorial Day is a day for remembrance of those who have died in service to our country. It was first widely observed on May 30, 1868, to commemorate the sacrifices of Civil War soldiers by proclamation of General John A. Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic, an organization of former Union sailors and soldiers. During that first national commemoration, former Union General and sitting Ohio Congressman James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery, after which 5,000 participants helped to decorate the graves of the more than 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers who were buried there. This national event galvanized efforts to honor and remember fallen soldiers that began with local observances at burial grounds in several towns throughout the United States following the end of the Civil War, such as the May 1, 1865 gathering in Charleston, South Carolina, organized by freed slaves to pay tribute and give proper burial to Union troops. In 1873, New York was the first state to designate Memorial Day as a legal holiday. By the late 1800s, many more cities and communities observed Memorial Day, and several states had declared it a legal holiday. After World War I, it became an occasion for honoring all those who died in America's wars and was then more widely established as a national holiday throughout the United States. In 1971, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act and established that Memorial Day was to be commemorated on the last Monday of May. Memorial Day is commemorated at Arlington National Cemetery each year with a ceremony in which a small American flag is placed on each grave. Traditionally, the president or vice president lays a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. About 5,000 people attend the ceremony annually. I wish everyone out there a safe and happy holiday weekend. May we never lose sight of the sacrifices of so many in the past so that we can still enjoy freedom in the present and in the future. Hey, keep in mind, Missouri State Fair exhibitor entries are now being accepted. Entries are now being accepted online for all State Fair livestock shows and competitive exhibits. Complete rules and regulations for all shows and contests are available in the online premium guide. The 120th Missouri State Fair themed Buckets of Fun is going to be August 11th through the 21st, 2022, in Sedalia. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. What do you call a sleeping bull? A bulldozer. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.